My name is Sam Duro. I'm 15 years old. Today is November 28th, and I'm speaking with Christy Duro, who is my mother, and we are recording this interview in Flower Mound, Texas. Okay, my first question is, what are you proudest of in your life?
Being a mom. Really, I'm so proud of you and your brother.
Mm-hmm. How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as someone who stood up for what they believed.
Is there, like, anything specific you'd say?
Well, as you know, the LGBTQ issue is very important to me. And since we have several family members who identify under that heading, and so those issues are very, very important to me. But social issues are very important to me. A woman's right to choose, equality for all of those issues are really important to me.
All right. Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
I have a lot. I really, really loved our trip to Australia. For so many reasons. I knew that it was going to be a trip of a lifetime for all of us, but being able to go to where my grandmother was born, you know, my grandmother was one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. Mm-hmm. Being able to go and then meet one of her family members and hear about her family, I mean, that was a really, really special time.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
Growing up was hard.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, most of those memories are difficult, but, you know, once I got old enough to get a job and then when I met Dad, things got so much better, so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just say, I mean, you could probably pick randomly almost any memory from childhood not being so great.
If you could give me one piece of advice, what would it be?
Follow your heart. I know money makes the world go round, but make sure that you find a profession that you love going to every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so, so, so lucky to have a job that I love. And of course my job doesn't pay very much, but you know, for me it's a new day every single day. It's, you know, you never know what to expect. It's just fantastic, and I love it. And unfortunately Dad has a job he doesn't like very much so that I can have a job that I love.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other favorite stories from your childhood?
From my childhood, I have so many great memories with my grandmother. She was fantastic. I remember spending one summer with her, and I was probably 10. So Uncle Nick was like 8.
Mm-hmm.
And she took us, she was when she still lived in Ohio, and we had already moved to Texas. And she took us all around that summer, and we went to pick strawberries. I mean, we just did some really fun stuff, but she was always getting lost. And she told us that the reason that the steering wheel was round was so that she could turn around because she got lost so much. But, you know, she was a pretty young grandmother when I think about it now, what my age is. I mean, she was only 46 when I was born. So, no wonder she seemed so fun and lively to me. It was because she was.
Yeah.
You know, she, by the time I got so close to her, she was only in her early 50s. And being 50 this year, I can completely relate to how she was up for anything. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to go out and play, you want to do, I mean, she was only 50.
Mm-hmm. So how was it like to lose her? Like, how was that for you?
It was difficult, of course, but because she had Alzheimer's, it was a gradual loss. So it wasn't something that we had to deal with instantaneously. We saw the loss and the progression over time. So I think that made it harder and easier in some ways. You know, harder because, of course, the first time she didn't recognize me, that was really, really hard. But easier, too, because it was progressive.
What was the one of the worst things you ever did as a kid?
So like as a teenager, there were times that I would sneak out with my friends, and I had a friend who had a motorcycle, and she would come over and get me, and we would just zip off, and we never did anything. We would pull these silly pranks on each other and like put Vaseline on the door handle of each other's cars and things like that. but I never got caught, ever. You guys would have no reason to sneak out, because if you ask us to go anywhere, we would be like, yes.
Was there one moment when you knew that Dad was the one?
Would it be corny to say from our first date? I mean, I'm not kidding. I really feel like from the first date, I was like, this is my guy from the very first date.
Is there anything like specific that made you think that?
You know, he was just a different type of person from anyone I'd grown up with. You know, he'd grown up in California, so he kind of had that California vibe. And he just seemed so solid and smart. And I knew that was the kind of person I wanted for my future. So I was lucky.
Can you tell me about some of your happiest moments together?
There are a lot. I remember very vividly when I figured I was pregnant with both you and Matthew. That was very happy. You know, we've taken lots of awesome trips with you guys. We've been really, really lucky. I mean, there are so many. We've been together 33 years this year, married for 25. But just, you know, I would say completely honestly that there have been way more happy memories than sad with Dad.
Are there any like difficult memories that stick out?
You know, even though we had already been together for 7 years, when we first got married, things were kind of hard. Dad had graduated from college and was kind of in transition, and he ended up not getting the job that he thought he was going to get, and then he was unemployed for a really short amount of time. Those times were kind of tough. I was working nights, he was working days. So I would say at the beginning of our marriage, things were difficult. And, you know, we've had our ups and downs, of course, but I truly believe there's been more ups than downs.
Can you tell me about, like, the story of your proposal?
Super lame. Super lame. I was only like, we'd only been dating for like a year, if that. It might have just been months. And admittedly, I was probably pushing Dad pretty hard to propose. So he got me this little ring from JCPenney, and he just literally took it out of his box, out of the box, and said, "You know what this means?" But, you know, we've talked to you guys so many times. I mean, look at all these people who have these elaborate proposals and these elaborate weddings, and then within 5 years they're divorced. Let me just remind you, this is year 33.
Are there any, like, family, like, can you tell me about some, like, family traditions that have been passed through, if there are any, like, specific?
Yes. So I wouldn't say that we have any family traditions that continue on from when I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. However, Dad and I have created so many traditions. Yeah. You know that until this year, every New Year's Eve, I mean, Christmas Eve is at our house.
Yeah.
And then this year, Aunt Emmy's going to do it. But since your cousins were little, we have always hosted Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. And that's been a special tradition. And then the Friday after Thanksgiving is always here. And that's a tradition we have. And we don't eat traditional food, and we might not do the traditional things that other families do, but it's always been our tradition to get together.
Do you know, like, why the Friday after Thanksgiving thing started?
Because we wanted, especially as the cousins got older, mm-hmm. I think before that it might have been on Thanksgiving Day, but as the cousins got older and they started to get married and have long-term girlfriends and boyfriends, we wanted to be mindful of their time. So we were like, let's let them do their thing on Thanksgiving Day, and then we'll get together the next day.
Okay. Sorry. If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you? Why or why not?
No.
No?
No, because I would be so afraid that if I changed anything, I wouldn't meet Dad.
Yeah.
I mean, truly the best thing that ever happened to me. Mm-hmm. Dad pushed me to finish school. He was that support. He was, you know, the kind of beacon.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I changed anything, I'd be afraid of that.
I think that's it.
All
Thank
right.
you.
You're welcome. Do you have to write it up now?